are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hey there, I'm Grace.
I'm Aaron.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey, guys, I'm Kendall.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
And here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Well, we can learn so much by reading the Bible.
We can learn about the history of our faith.
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, we can learn how God has taken care of His people.
And taught them to follow His ways.
He gave them laws to guide them.
We can read many songs of worship.
Stories of adventure.
We can learn about the strong faith of many men and women.
And also see people who turned away from God's ways.
We can learn all about Jesus,
His miracles,
His life, death, and resurrection.
The Bible is an amazing book filled with God's truth.
Filled with God's promises.
God will never break a promise.
God will never, ever, 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 God will never break His promise. Will never, ever, 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 God will never break His promise. He will teach you all His ways. He will help you in times of trouble. He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord always.
God said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
That's His promise.
God said, I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters.
That's His promise.
God said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you.
That's His promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and He will restore.
Bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's His promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's His promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's His promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and He will restore.
The Bible is the inspired Word of God. What does it mean that the Bible is the inspired Word of God? Do you guys know?
Mm-hmm. God wrote it through His people because the Holy Spirit gave them the words to write.
That's right. God has given his people a book to teach them and guide them, and he speaks to us through the words of the Bible. For everything that was written in the past, the Bible says in Romans 15, everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope.
We have hope in Jesus.
We have hope because we are God's children.
We have hope because we believe that God's Word is true.
So what do we do with this wonderful book?
We read it.
That's right. We don't just leave it on the shelf, do we?
No.
We want to open it up and read the words and let God speak to us. When you go to school, you use your textbooks, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
God our Father wants us to open his book and study and learn.
That's right. The Holy Spirit will guide us through the Scripture and change us and teach us.
Psalm chapter 18, verse 30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless.
Flawless. You know what flawless means? It means it doesn't have any mistakes.
Psalms chapter 25, verse 5. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long.
Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground.
Psalm 26, verse 3. For your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth.
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17 says, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
So take some time each day to open your Bibles and read God's truth. Your faith will grow, and you will have a better understanding of how much God loves you.
The more you know, the more you'll grow.
and the more you can share with others.
What are some of the things that you've learned when you read the Bible?
The Ten Commandments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Beatitudes.
Tell us about the Beatitudes. What have they taught you?
It talks about how God values the meek and the lonely.
Well, I love the Psalms. Lots of people long ago wrote praises for the Lord, and I've used a lot of those songs for songs that we sing in Karen and Kids. Have you noticed that? How about some of the stories? Like that story of Jonah?
Jonah found out that you can't lie to God.
Because God sees everything and God hears everything, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So even though we think we got away with a lie, God knows. So that's a very important lesson to learn when we read Scripture.
I like the story of Esther.
Why is the story of Esther so important to you?
Because it shows that when you trust God, things will work out.
Very, very important, yeah. Anyone else?
I learned all about Jesus and his miracles and how much he loves me.
That's right, and it's so important to learn about Jesus and to really understand his love. Because he loves us so much that what did he do for us?
He died for us.
That's right, he died for us. So we all know how important it is to read God's word, right?
Yes.
And it's hard sometimes in our busy schedules to carve out some time in our day when we can open his word and really study it and learn from it and let God speak to us through his word. Let's all really try to find some more time these days to open God's word. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Let's pray.
Dear Father, thank you for your word. It's filled with your truth.
It is filled with stories that will teach us to be more like Jesus.
We can learn so much from you.
Thank you for your son, Jesus.
Our teacher and friend.
Our Savior and Lord.
And it's in his name that we pray and all say,
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And if you would like to contact us, here is our address.
Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And you can call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Why don't you let us know your favorite Bible verse and how God speaks to you through his word?
And remember,
God's word is true. And it will guide you.
And teach you.
And change you. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is a nonprofit ministry.
It's written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is recorded at Secret Sound Studio by Mr. John Grant.
And our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.
Hooray!